Welcome to the Savvy Dentist Podcast with Dr. Jesse Green, the show where great dentistry meets great business. Listen in each week as we bring you an inspiring person who will share their story, ideas, and business techniques to help you create a practice and a life you love. And now introducing your host, Dr. Jesse Green.
As a team, we want to be moving forward, because when we move forward as a team and we achieve things together, which is really what team stands for, together everyone achieves more, we actually get there and it's more fun. And when we're working together as a team, we build a trust account with each other. We learn to make deposits in the trust bank account. And if we can resolve our issues, then that's a deposit in the trust bank account as well. And we know that if we've got enough funds in a bank account and something goes awry, which is a withdrawal, then we've got the balance to cover it. The relationship survives. When we overdraw in our trust bank account, the relationship disappears. All right, so the mindset with this is that it's normal. Okay, as I said to you a moment ago, it's normal. So let's talk about the outcome. We really want to give you guys the tools to sort it out yourself. So you know when you've got your kids bickering and they're about to kill each other? Sometimes as a parent, you just want them to sort it out. So it's the same thing with a team. Is we want to give you guys the skills to sort it out. We want to give you the skills to sort it out, because if you're in a role at work, you don't want to be sorting out other people's things. No one wants that role, right? So we want to give you the skills to be able to sort it out, and hopefully it's a little more robust than scissors, paper, rock. So there's five big keys here. The first big key is we want to be able to reflect on our own behavior. We've got to be able to look at ourselves and think, what did we do? How did we contribute to this? What could I have done better? We want to then seek to understand the other person's perspective, because sometimes people say things and they might say something with a particular meaning, but we take it very differently. And when we interpret things differently or we apply meaning to something that's been said, we may or may not have that right, which could take us down an erroneous path. So we've got to make sure that we're understanding. We've got to play the ball and not the man. Okay? It's about the behavior or the issue rather than the person. We want to be able to nip things in the bud. So again, as I said, we don't want things to escalate. We don't want things to blow up. Because if we deal with a small problem, we can handle it. But when it becomes a volcano exploding, it's much messier, much harder to recover from. And we want to be able to coach and not rescue. Now, I have a confession. I'm probably one of those helicopter parents a little bit. I'm probably the person at school that the teachers might kind of roll their eyes a little bit. And so what I've had to learn to do with my kids particularly is to not dive in and sort the problem out for them. I've had to let them figure it out. And that's been challenging. Honestly, that has been a challenge for me. And so what I want to do is to be a better parent, is to give them the skills to be able to figure out their own stuff. And that's really what I think as owners of the business and as team members in the business, we want to be able to do, is to allow people the space and give them the structure and the framework to figure out their own stuff. So, you know, I want to talk to you a little bit about a concept. A friend of mine, Lisa, she's a coach and she works with hairdressers and salons and other things. And she's got a potty mouth. She has a potty mouth. I'm an ex-Navy guy, so I reckon I can hold my own when it comes to swearing, but I tell you, she makes me blush. And Lisa, when she was working in her salon, she has a philosophy with her team that she wants everyone to come to work showing up as their best self. And so she has this philosophy where she'll say, when you walk through the door, you're going through the shit shaver. And what that is, it's about scraping off all the rubbish and leaving it behind. And what she means by that is, if we've had an argument with our significant other, or if we've had a disagreement, or someone's cut us off in traffic, we leave it behind and we come to work, because we get to choose how we come to work. And so if we get to choose a score out of 10, if I'm feeling like an 8, then I get to choose to be an 8. But if I'm going to choose a number, why not choose a 10? Because we get to choose how we show up. So if you get to choose, choose 10. But if you are genuinely feeling cruddy because something has happened, then the suggestion Lisa would make, and I would echo, is that we at least pretend to be an 8, because it's not about us, it's about our team, and it's about our patients. And any time I've gone to work in a bad mood, and I'm muttering under my breath or whatever I'm doing, and all of a sudden Mrs. Jones walk in, it's, hey, Mrs. Jones, it's so good to see you. It's amazing. I feel so good. But shortly after I do, because I started off choosing to be an 8 for Mrs. Jones, and the feeling of an 8 or a 10 followed.
Thank you for listening to the Savvy Dentist podcast with Dr. Jesse Green. For more free tools and resources, join the free Facebook group. Visit drjessegreen.com/Facebook. And for more episodes, visit drjessegreen.com/Savvy Dentist.